Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know, it is an honor that I get to spend time with you. And thank you very much for joining this particular platform that celebrates you. You are an industry hero. That's right. You are an industry hero. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You're changing lives and you're changing the world. You innovate. You're doing everything you can to make this world a better place to live. Thank you. That's why we celebrate you. All right. You'll get a sense of this is another one of those lives that I did. Join these lives. They're a lot of fun. This one's specific to marketing and sales, industry doing a better job, and keeping my head from exploding because we need help. That, in a nutshell, let's get it cracking. So I think now is the time, right now, 2020, right over there, is now that we have to reinvent ourselves. At least think about it. We have to at least think radically in how we market our solutions, our services, how we help people. We've got to think radically. We've got to be, we just can't be playing it safe. 2021 is right around the corner. You got to be bold. You can't play it safe. And I'm all about sort of this commando approach where you go fast, you make an impact, you continue to improve, you do it again, and you're doing it with a sense of tenacity and speed. That's how I look at it. And that's why you just can't, you can't be conventional in how you're thinking through all of that. That's what this particular live was all about. I want every industrial company, every industrial professional out there, manufacturing and everything in between, technology, you name it, we have got to succeed. 2021 is going to be either a great year or a challenging year. I don't know. I want it to be great. I want you to take that commando mentality. I want you to go out there in rapid form and, think unconventional. Think radical. What are you going to lose? I believe that old thinking, legacy thinking, thank you, Bill Shimarzo, is going to be the death of some companies when it comes to their marketing and sales. That's just me. Who knows? So this is my live that I did maybe a couple of days ago, I believe. I can't remember. But because we have the platform, we have the technology, we can turn it around and put it into a podcast. So enjoy this particular live rant. The last time I did a live, it was a beef on webinars and trying to figure out the best way to be able to communicate your message, get it out there, make it engaging. There's a lot more that can be done. And here's another sort of, not a general bitch session, but a way of being able to just have a desire to have a conversation around this subject. And the subject is, we got to do a better job at marketing and sales within industry, given the realities that are out there. And because of me, just being who I am, I'm always gravitating to the sales, marketing, and being all about trying to drive more revenue, expanding that market. And we're at a real interesting time, to say the least. But I want to make sure you understand something. This is not about discussing funnels. Important. Don't get me wrong. It's important. Funnels are important. That's got to be a part of it. That's got to be a part of that whole thing. Automation, it's not going to be talked about here. However, it's important. And we could probably have a nice conversation later in the, not today, but in another live or on a podcast or whatever it might be. It's not going to be about CRMs. It's not going to be tracking. It's not going to be tagging. All very doggone important. And you're going to have to learn that. You're going to have to understand that. You're going to have to be able to do it with a sense of capability and mastery. So, but it's not going to be that. And we can have that conversation because I'm all into it. I'm all into the ability to be able to leverage that technology to be able to generate that you know, the revenue that we so need. So here we go. Here's my background. And here's the reason why I'm struggling. So I had that conversation about webinars, had the conversation about the whole V conference and so on and so forth. And when I was started this effort to try to be able to communicate, get that content out, sort of be able to elevate these industry heroes, have this conversation, create the know, like, and trust, I had no idea where it was going to go. I was just coming back from Lake Charles. I had a maintenance company. This was after I took another company public. And I'm just telling you right now, sales, marketing, aligning, vitally important to the success. And we're going to go through all of this, right? All through it. And so I started this not knowing where it was going to go. And I remember going and doing my research and doing everything I can and looking at this mic and looking at that mixer and doing this and making mistakes, stepping out, doing it. You get the picture. What I realized is how important this particular, not just this platform, the ability to be able to, in a way, communicate your value proposition, your thinking, your who you are is vitally important to your success. And we've just got to do a better job at that. We got to do a better job at marketing. We got to do a better job at sales. And if you think business as usual and you're just hoping, that, you know, we'll get back to normal, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a modified. It's going to be a modified normal, right? And I'm all about the necessity to reinvent, not look at the same thing, not going down that same avenue. And that's why I went down the podcast. Nobody's really doing it, right? And I didn't know. I just wanted to open doors and say, hey, Acme, I hear you have an outage coming up. Can I jump on in and have a grand old time? And we have a conversation. I hear you have an outage. Let's get you on the podcast. And it opens doors. So I'm all about not swimming in the same river as most. I'm looking at always reinventing, thinking radically, taking the conventional thinking and just say, how do we change it up? How do I, and if you ever, it's called Blue Ocean Shift, which is a great book. Look for it, Blue Ocean Shift. And it talks about there's a red ocean and there's a blue ocean. Red ocean is bloody and you're just fighting for that same market share. Blue ocean is something new and unique. You might have a similar product, but how are you thinking about that? Are you conventional in the way you present it to the market? Are you conventional in the way how you try to interact with your prospects and customers? Especially today, especially with this whole COVID dealio, you're going to have to reinvent. You're going to have to think radically and push the envelope, and you cannot be conventional. That's what I'm struggling with in all of this. And I'm just like, it doesn't lend itself. Pre-virus, I think we were lazy. Pre-virus, I think we could get away with some things, right? Now, it's pandemic. Been going on for close to a year. So it looks like we don't know when it's going to end, when things are going to open up. And I just challenge you right now, to rethink that radically and just push it. There's the technology is out there. Why am I such bullish on that one? Think about Mother Teresa. Right? Did she have a massive corporation behind her? Nope. Did she have a desire to radically help people, just love, and just be there for them? Yeah. And she was, what, all of 4 feet, powerful, passionate, and a desire to truly help. And she changed the world. I always use her as an example. I always think about her because she just, by pure grit and being unconventional and thinking radically, as she is constantly pushing, and pushing that envelope, right? Just telling you right now. And so if you ever have an example of somebody that's just got a strong backbone and has a passion to help and thinks radically, that's what we need today. That's how we're going to do this. That's how we're going to market and sell better. Once again, you need all the funnels and you need all that good stuff. Don't get me wrong, but we've got to change the thinking. It all gets down there, because the reality is, we are tired. We're just downright tired, and we're fatigued. And I'm telling you right now, because of my rant, my bitch session about webinars, people just shut down. People can't consume. I've got other problems that I'm dealing with. And we've got to just recognize that that is the marketplace that we are in today, period. No doubt about it. It's happening. And I'm not here to preach or anything. We just have got to be different and think differently. Right. And we've got to recognize that whatever the market, our prospects and everybody fatigued. It is the case. It is without a doubt the case. So I'm a part of a lot of panels. I just am. I'm just a part of a lot of panels, a lot of technology panels, a lot of solution panels, a lot of this panel, webinar here and doing that. And I'm a part of that just because I want to stay engaged. The reason I do these things, this stuff, is to maintain sort of some level of engagement. That's the reality of it. I just do. And if I want to be able to get my message out, I'm going to have to keep on pushing myself and do it consistently. That's what this is about. But there's a message here that needs to be heard. And because I've been a part of these panels, there's no follow-up. There's no action on the other side. It's just like, here's the information. Drink from this fire hose. Good luck. Have a grand old time. Move along. Now, I know that I'm in the marketplace to buy things. You're in the marketplace to buy things. We're all in the marketplace to buy things. Some more, some less. Companies are engaged. Some aren't strategic. They're all in that whole whatever continuum of where we go and what we do and all that fun stuff, right? So let's talk about that. How do you like to be sold? Do you like to be sold that, hey, feature benefit, and this is why it's feature benefit. I guarantee it that you do your research first. If I go out there and I want to buy a car, I guarantee you that I'm going on the World Wide Web and I'm going to say, hey, I'm looking at this car. I'm looking at this whatever. I want to know more about it. I'm going to do my research. And the majority of you do that because you're just, that's the way it is. That's how you do your insights and comments and all that fun stuff that you need to do when you're doing your pre-evaluation. Don't go to people in a way, you know, I'll do the same thing. I don't like to, but is that you sit there and go, feature benefit. Don't go there. You don't like being sold that way. You're never going to buy anything that way. Why? Why are we still trying to take that model and do the same thing? We can't go to them and, you know, go to the bar and have a conversation, drink some, eat some snacks, whatever, and develop that relationship. We're going to have to think differently. That is the absolute reality. The other thing that sort of grinds my gears, and I've experienced, and this is an homage to a gentleman by the name of Bill Schmarzo, when he pointed it out in one of my podcasts talking about legacy thinking. The legacy thinking that we have, we're trying to take what we did pre-virus and apply it to a virtual world. And we're trying to do it in such a way that, I don't know if it makes sense. I don't know. It's not reaching the market. It's not. And I guarantee you, and I've had this conversation with a number of people on the podcast. Hey, this is how we've always done it. This is not an always done it type of environment anymore. It's just not. And when I say that, you cannot sit there and say, oh yeah, it's the same environment. And then when we pass through this and everybody gets the vaccine or whatever you think about that, and we get back to quote normal, things will still change. And I'm just telling you right now, if you're not pushing and thinking differently and really, really trying and pushing that, then you fall into that legacy thinking, and somebody will definitely scoop up that market, scoop up your customers, scoop up your prospects, because we've got to be different. You got to be bold. Got to do that. So one of the areas that in my conversations that I had, and this is just it today, especially today, pre-virus, once again, I think we could be lazy. I think we could sort of bring our B game and just come to the table and hang around the water cooler a bit. And now it's different because people need revenue. People need to survive. People need to figure out strategies to rebuild and then prosper. No doubt about it. I believe there's a massive, and I had the conversation, a massive disconnect between marketing efforts, the messaging there, and the sales efforts, and that there needs to be an alignment which doesn't exist today. And so I challenge you to definitely look at how your marketing efforts are aligned with your sales efforts. If they are aligned and you go through that exercise and that effort to do that, right now I'm telling you, you will be miles ahead of your competition. Because right now, CRMs are all a mess. Marketing strategies are a mess. Sales, we're just trying to figure out how to close deals in this wacky, zany. And if if you can master this, whatever this is, this virtual way of being able to communicate with your customers, you're going to be miles and miles and miles ahead. So I challenge you with that. So again, I'm struggling because we're trying to take legacy thinking, marketing and sales strategy, and applying it to a semi-locked up world. And we're trying to close deals, and we're trying to create relationships, and we're just sort of doing the same thing. I don't think it's successful. Now, I'm going to share something with you because I think we need to go down this road, because I'm going to venture into how I sort of think through all of this. This is all fine, but I'm not going to talk about feature benefit. So one of the things that I always talk about, and it's just, you know, I mean, we can have this conversation. I think that there's a tremendous power in vulnerability, and especially today. And I'm telling you right now, if I came to somebody and say, I need help, the heart of that individual, that person, that company, I believe has a desire to help you. And that just only comes with vulnerability. In the industrial world, we tend not to be vulnerable. We tend to be able to say, yeah, we got all the answers. Yeah, we do everything. And we're all online. So because I'm going to convert this to a podcast, I'm showing a slide, not a slide, it's from my website, about beautiful attitudes for business leadership success. Because when you get right down to it, it's a leadership deal. And I think that in the case of what we're talking about, I value the insights that are brought to me by everybody that has been on this podcast, by everybody that has shared their insights and wisdom. Not everybody has all the answers, but once you start to pull together in pieces and parts, there are some consistent themes with these leaders. And I have a little blog series out there, and I call it the Business Beatitudes. And let's sort of look at that real quick. Put successful in front, and then we go forward. A lot of these, the people who have been on the podcast, who put themselves out there, are very sacrificial. They're willing to do whatever it is.
I'm going to do everything that I possibly can for you, for my customers, for everything. They're sacrificial and they do not quit. They persevere. So you can't quit. They have a natural tendency. Successful are the humble. They're not arrogant. They understand what they bring to the table. They understand that they've got strengths and weaknesses, but they're just humble. They're not afraid of making failures, right? We've got to fail to succeed. You've got to be able to put yourself out there and fail to succeed. So everyone that's been on the podcast have been successful because they failed. They've also been very successful because they're calm. Their countenance, their personality in times of very challenging, which is right now challenging, is they've just got a calm spirit, something that's under control. I'm strong and I will definitely persevere. They're selfless. They're always other focused, right? They just are. And these are the qualities that today, right now, today, are needed, especially when we start talking about marketing and when we start talking about sales and how we start to develop the content around it, that it has to truly be other focus. They are forgiving. You know why? Because they failed. They understand the sting of failure. They understand how that failure positions themselves for success, and they're forgiving. And for me, I like it because I always like people who are taking that next step and they're pushing forward. And without a doubt, they are generous. These are just the business beatitudes that I pulled up. There's a ton, definitely a ton of information out there that talks about leadership. But I'm just saying your sales, your marketing, your strategies going forward, especially in this time, needs to truly reflect that, and you need to be vulnerable. And that vulnerability is a beautiful thing. Now, when we start talking about that, what does that mean? 100% other focus. Oh, I mean, that's pretty clear. You can't come to the table when your market is struggling, when your market is trying to figure it out too, and your market is trying to survive, and not have a 100% other focus. Think of Mother Teresa, 100% focus on the people in need. The market is in need. Your customers are in need, some way, shape, or form, various degrees. Don't get me wrong, various degrees, but they are in need. And you got to be able to build that relationship. Now, here's the beauty of that. You give, right? You just give. You just keep on giving. You do not pull back. You just keep on trying to help them. Help, help, help. And then when it all of a sudden begins to break, whatever that might be, so many of the individuals, and I mean many, of these individuals that have been on the podcast I've never met. Only met via virtual. But I'm telling you right now, and this will happen with you, once the market begins to clear up, go, you know, have a grand time, and you get the opportunity to truly meet up with these people, how about that? That is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to really, really engage and create that relationship. It's great. If you could do it via virtual, and then once you get into that doggone opportunity to connect, it's a beautiful thing. And I highly recommend that you do that. All right. And then, right? So you're 100% focused. You've got your vulnerability. You're asking for help. I want to help you. I'm looking for help. This is what I'm doing. I collaborate. I innovate. I'm bold. I'm brave. All of that stuff, all good and must happen, or you'll be suboptimal and somebody else is going to swoop on in and be able to grab that doggone market share. Human. Be human. You don't have all the answers. You don't. I don't have all the answers. I just interview people who have great answers. And with that reality, right, I get fed all the time with great people. Here, let me do this real quick. Look at this. This is great. I was very excited about this when I was going down this road, and I decided that, it's all slow. But anyway, I decided that I'm going to do something like this. And the reason I'm going to do something like this is because I think that this is an interesting analogy. Let me get this down. And let's just get this a little larger so you can see it. Yeah, I'm going to share it. Let's share it. All right. So here's a great thing. These are all of the people that have been on the podcast in 2020. How about that? Everyone, every single one has provided incredible insights. Every single one are absolute leaders. Every single one is trying to survive, rebuild, and prosper, and figuring it out. And every single one, and this is just 2020, wants to connect, wants to collaborate, wants to innovate, wants to educate. That to me is the absolute, and they're all humans. So they get on the podcast, whatever their challenges are, boom, it doesn't matter. I'm out here and I'm going to be able to share. That's what I'm talking about. That is the power of being able to collaborate. They want to help you. They want to interface with you. They want to be able to do it, and you do too, because that's what industry leaders do. And they're all human. And each one has a great story. And each one is trying to be bold. And each one is brave. And they all dare greatly. That to me is a beautiful, beautiful message. So what does that mean? You have to strive with all of the stuff. Because right now we're not. We've just got to figure it out. We've got to have real interaction, real collaborations to problem solving. And then there's this Colorado thing that I'm working with. And I threw that in on this particular, is that Colorado, the state of, they're saying, all right, we got to prepare. We got to figure this out. Once we come out on the other side, our state and other states, the country has, the world has. But here's an example of Colorado. Colorado has a desire to truly collaborate and collaborate with other businesses and to be able to come up with solutions, to be able to create an environment that is fully successful for the people of Colorado, but for the businesses of Colorado. And you know what that takes? That takes a sense of humility. That takes a sense of vulnerability. And that takes a desire on these leaders to be able to give of themselves and to collaborate with wonderful thinkers, like everybody on the Industrial Talk podcast, wonderful thinkers to solve problems. That's just it, right? And it's just an interesting time. And so I believe that there's that state level, there's that government level, and I believe the same thing can exist at the private sector level, right? You create these groups that are truly wanting to get shit done and help people survive and help people and companies rebuild and prosper. That's the bottom line. And I believe that with all my heart and soul. And I believe that is through that human component that there will be success. I just believe that with all my heart and soul. And so with that said, it's imperative, right? It's imperative that we begin to collaborate. You're not going to do it on your own. You can't just sit there in your little cocoon and be able to just think it's going to happen, because somebody's going to say, the hell with that. I am going out and I'm going to find people to help me who have a common vision, right? So what does that mean? You can't make it hard. You can't say, all right, well, I want to collaborate with you, but I'm going to make sure that you dance through my, tune, and it's got to be simple and it's got to be solving real problems. So you have, and I've done it. I mean, I'm just regurgitating exactly what I've done. The reality is you have customers, you have prospects, you have people that you can interact right now and say, I want to help you succeed. How can somebody say no? Because you're coming from the perspective that you're 100% other focus. I truly want that to happen. And I'm not going to let you fail. And I'm not going to let anybody fail who's on the podcast. This is the team, right? Whatever it is, and it's going to constantly grow. But I challenge you. And there's going to be an ask at the end of this. And I just want to make sure that you share. I want to make sure that you understand what is that goal and objective. It is, once again, selfless education and value. You've got to just say, here it is. I'm going to continue. I've got to be patient about it. I'm going to continue to do it because we have never been through this before. We have never, never. This is so unique. And the only way that is going to ever, ever be able to help people survive, rebuild, and prosper is through the ability to be able to truly collaborate and solve problems, right? That's it. Think of others. I can't, and this is the best part. You better have fun. You better infuse some humor. Because right now, we can't be heavy. We can't be always, it's like, oh, you're wearing me out. You're wearing me out with the humble. It's hard out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting there. But there are ways to be able, because it's mutual. We can't do this on our own. And that's why I'm always talking about, you've got to be humble. You got to be vulnerable. You got to be able to think of the other, right? And you got to do it with a smile on your face and have fun and be freaking human. We're not robots. We're human. Okay. Here's my ask. Don't be, it's not as if I'm going to try to close you on a cell. No, that's not exactly what it's about. Here I am. I've been on panels. I've been on webinars. I've been on conferences. I've been in all of these things. And it always deals with, you know, feature function of whatever that thing is. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? All very, very important. You know what I have never been on? You know what I've never been experienced to? And you know what is probably the most important of this equation? Is I've never been on a industry. Now, I'm industry. Just trust me, I'm industry. I understand all that. That's what I'm about. But I have never been on a marketing and sales-centric webinar for industry. I've never been on a marketing and sales-centric conference for industry. I've never been on a panel of sales and marketing. And do you think that that is not the most important thing from my perspective as I ran one company, took it public, and how I've done, you know, I ran another company. Everything was like, is my marketing there? What can I do about my marketing? Is there a better way of communicating my values? Whatever it might be. And then two, am I closing deals? Is my marketing effective enough to be able to just, you know, hand it over to sales and all they have to do is just sort of confirm the decision. It's easier to close a deal. So I've always been sort of that process. Here it is. I'm looking to start, just hear me out. I want to start a group of people that are just passionate about marketing and sales for industry and thinking differently and leveraging technology and say, hey, I want to share it. Just because we're a part of this community, this is the ask. I want to work with you. I will give you the platform. I will do everything I can because I believe that the ability to be able to properly market and use the strategies out there that exist, think differently, challenge the status quo, all that stuff. Because me, 40 years of industry, I know that status quo challenging is not good, but we need to do it, especially now. And what better time? Why not? Just freaking, you know, challenge it. And then also sales. What are we doing? How do we follow up? And that's where the nuts and bolts, back to my original thing, I'm looking for those ones who dare to win. I want people to dare to win, dare greatly, be bold, be brave, but from a marketing and sales perspective. Does that make sense? And it's just like, we can't run away from it. We just stop thinking. And then we can start talking about really great funnels that can help you in industry. We can start to really, from a collaborative point of view, from an innovative point of view, from an education point of view, we can start talking about automation. We can talk about how crappy your CRM is and how we can get it all back up and running. We can do all of that. We can start talking about tracking and hear from the best because you guys are in it. And we need to have that conversation. We need to sell more IoT stuff. But how the hell do you do that? What's that messaging there? And how do you break into and create a more blue ocean? How's that? That's where I'm at. I want that to be a part of just this conversation, right? You just got to do it. All right, tomorrow it looks like you're the one. And yep. Here we go. Love it. Yes, get people to collaborating instead of competing against. That's exactly right. Each other to be better than someone else. I'm just telling you, tomorrow you're spot on that one. There is no way you're going to ever get around that. And I agree with you 100%. This model that I'm working with another company, and it is, I'm going to butcher it. Let me see. I'm going to do that. Let's see. Shogo Shosha model. And it is based off of the ability to be able to sort of really collaborate with all the people, right? With all the people to be able to help everyone, and I mean everyone, succeed. I'm just thinking. It means you, and I'm talking about tomorrow, it means you need to extend yourself genuinely. Yes. To help others get a step up. Yes. Toward their goals and dreams. Tomorrow, spot on. Tomorrow. Excellent. Yeah. And so I challenge everyone that listens to this. I want to start an organization, a group. It can be small, whatever it is, that are really passionate about industrial marketing and industrial sales. Just because we've got all of the other technology being covered. We've got all of those groups being covered. That's how I look at it. Try to convince me otherwise, because I think that that's not going to be the case. All right. King Harvest is the group. Dancing in the Moonlight. It's pretty doggone cool. All right. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. That is what we're called to do. And industry does a great job at that. You see all the people that were out on the Industrial Talk podcast in 2020? All of them. Without a doubt, absolute wonderful leaders. Take care, and I'm going to be coming back with another live shortly. So be safe, okay?
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Look, I'm telling you right now, we're going to have to do something different. We're going to have to be unconventional. We're going to have to, I can't say go rogue, but I like it. I mean, what do we got to lose? Let's get our commando hat on. Let's go with striking. Let's do a better job at marketing. Let's do a better job at our sales. Let's think unconventional. Let's push the envelope. We do not have time. You know, we do not have time to sort of play it safe. So let's don't. I'm here. The Industrial Talk is podcast is here. You can go to industrialtalk.com. You can just say, hey, Scott, let me talk to you. Boom. Right there. We've got a lot of things that are planned for this particular 2021 year. Be on the lookout for it, because I think we're going to be in a position to help a lot of people succeed. All right, be bold, be brave. I challenge you to dare greatly. Commandos, hang out with people who are bold, brave, and daring greatly. And I'm telling you right now, 2021 will be a great success. Thank you very much. And we're going to have another great podcast right around the corner.